This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Do you believe in any sense at all that looting is justified? That violence is justified? That attacking physically your fellow Americans or destroying their property is justified? If you do, give us a call. 1-800-955-1776. If you do, you're in a small minority of Americans. But still, it's enough of a minority to lead people to repeat this behavior time and time and time again. When you read the reports of what is going on in this country, around the country, and of course we felt it very seriously here in the Puget Sound area, in Portland, in Tacoma, in Seattle, in Bellevue, there has been real destruction. Real looting that is not being done by freedom fighters. It's not a form of protest. It's just vandalism. And it's disgusting. The Wall Street Journal provided a little bit of a summary. In Philadelphia, city of brotherly vandals, gangs of rioters rolled through several neighborhoods Sunday, burning businesses and cars. They returned for more on Monday night, shutting down the highway that bisects the city at evening rush hour. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw, yeah, that's really her name, said a crowd of more than 100 surrounded a lone state trooper inside a vehicle and began rocking it when two SWAT teams arrived. The crowd pelted them with rocks from the road and from above. That can kill you. Police had to fire spray bullets, beanbags, and tear gas to escape. One of those officers who was wounded in St. Louis has died. At first, Mayor Jim Kenney in Philadelphia backed the police, but by Tuesday, that's yesterday, he was tweeting, "There may have been additional uses of tear gas. I am deeply concerned by the development. All of these incidents will be investigated by Internal Affairs." Using tear gas when you are facing this kind of dangerous, often armed mobs? Police are threatened by a mob, writes the Wall Street Journal. The officers defend themselves by non-lethal means, and the mayor wants to investigate the cops? No wonder rioters feel they can do whatever they want. In New York City, hoodlums rampage through Herald Square and the flagship Macy's store in Fordham Road on the Bronx, Times Square, and Soho, among other places. Nearly every storefront on Lower Fifth Avenue was vandalized. A cop was struck and injured by a hit-and-run driver in the Bronx. "This isn't protest," writes the Wall Street Journal. "It's anarchy." It is indeed. And by the way, 17% of Americans say those actions are justified. According to a national poll just released, it's a Monmouth University poll, Monmouth University in New Jersey, but it's a poll of people all across the country. 17% of Americans said rioters' actions, including the burning of a police precinct in Minnesota, were fully justified. Can you believe that? 37% said the actions by rioters were partially justified. How many people said they can't support the violence in any capacity? Only 38%. Okay, I don't believe this poll. I believe that people were afraid because of stories like the story I told you about the sports broadcaster Grant Napier. That, oh my goodness, if I tell some pollster that I don't support the rioters, I may be considered a racist. Isn't that a horrible thing? Over half of Americans said the anger behind the protests is warranted. 50% said that. Okay, Then they asked about personal experience. Have you or an immediate family member ever been harassed by law enforcement? 28% of all adults said, yep, that's happened to me. How many people, what percentage are black respondents? 44%. Okay, that's pretty remarkable. It means that 56% of black respondents say neither me nor anyone in my immediate family has ever been harassed by law enforcement. And then I spoke to you earlier about over 70% of everybody, regardless of race, said they were very satisfied or somewhat satisfied with their local police. Okay, this is truly very, very strange. And to give you some perspective on it, I'll tell you something else that's very, very strange, which is the reverence for Nicole Hannah-Jones. She won a Pulitzer Prize for her contribution of the 1619 Project. Remember the 1619 Project? That was that attempt in the New York Times that went on and on and on and on to try to suggest that the United States was racist and guilty from the very beginning. Well, Nicole Hannah-Jones went on CBS, and on CBS News she was talking about destroying property being just a distraction because it's only about things. Listen.
We need to be really careful with our language. Yes, it is disturbing to see property being destroyed. It is disturbing to see people taking property from stores. But these are things. And violence is when an agent of the state kneels on a man's neck until all of the life is leached out of his body. Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence. And to put those things, to use the exact same language to describe those two things, I think really, it's not moral to do that. So yes, I think any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times. These are people who have protested against police violence again and again and again, year after year after year, and still we can have videos of law enforcement with witnesses nonchalantly taking the life of a man for the alleged crime of passing a fake $20 bill. So when we have people who say that people should respect the law, they're not respecting the law because the law is not respecting them. You can't say that regular citizens should play by all of the rules when agents of the state clearly are not.
Okay. When you say agents of the state clearly are not, they are in the process of being punished. They have been punished in the past. As Jason Riley made very clear, if you look at the numbers, we have far, far fewer of these incidents. We've been cutting them down. Police training is better. Policing has improved. And so as long as people are unhappy about something they saw on video, which is an exceptional incident, it is not typical. It doesn't happen time after time after time. It's very, very, very rare. When that is happening, you're justified in stealing people's stuff. She went on with Christiane Amanpour. We'll get to that. And of PBS. And she had a completely different justification for violence this time. The entire story is so depressing. And how could it happen? How could it really happen that with 36,000 police officers, yeah, that's a pretty good-sized army, that's what they have in New York City, that they would allow things to go so crazy so that all of Lower Manhattan on Fifth Avenue, every storefront, sacked, destroyed? Tell you why it is violence and why it's life-taking. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
more of Michael Medved in a moment.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved show, there is reporting from Como TV here in Seattle that more than 5,300 residents of the Tri-Cities in central Washington have joined a new group to protect area businesses from vandals. The group is called Defend the Tri, and police and business owners say they're all for it, as long as everybody follows the rules. Look, I think what this goes to is the tri-cities of Kennewick, Richland, and Pasco in central Washington are, I mean, it's called the tri-cities. These are not big cities. Together, they amount to a substantial population and all that, but we're not talking about sort of gritty urban realities. And the idea that this threat of vandalism has spread to the tri-cities because of this horrible, horrible action by police in Minnesota. Lieutenant Aaron Clem with the Kennewick Police says what the group is doing is legal and it's protected in the U.S. Constitution. Washington is an open carry state, he says. Anytime you get two opposing groups, there's concern. But anytime any of them have firearms, then our concerns go up. Clem says they're aware of the group and there's an ongoing conversation with organizers, ensuring that members heed all laws, limitations, and responsibilities. Good. Appropriate. Because the police aren't doing it. They point out, the Wall Street Journal, the NYPD has some 36,000 officers. How could they not be deployed in enough numbers to contain this rampage? And how can these public officials not deploy the National Guard to assist the police in restoring public order and protecting the innocent? This wasn't the first night of mayhem. It was the fourth in a row, and the police clearly knew what could happen. The only explanation is that Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio lack the political will to stop it. In fact, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, this is clip 8, Jeremy, he was at a press conference and he was very determined to shift the blame for this total failure in government, not from on his shoulders. No, it was all the fault of the mayor and the police commissioner in New York City. Listen.
He and the mayor did not do their job last night. I believe that. Second, you have 38,000 NYPD people. It is the largest police department in the United States of America. Use 38,000 people and protect property. Use the police, protect property and people. Look at the videos. It was a disgrace. I believe that. I believe the mayor underestimates the scope of the problem. I think he underestimates the duration of the problem. And I don't think they've used enough police to address the situation, because it's inarguable but that it was not addressed last night, right? So facts, okay? This is a glass of water. This is not a glass of milk. It's a fact. There's still facts in life. What happened in New York City was inexcusable.
Okay, that's fairly clear. Now, the New York City Police Commissioner responded, Police Commissioner Shea. He was on Fox News with Neil Cavuto, and he didn't like what the governor had to say. Listen.
You might have heard of what the governor had to say. The police in New York City were not effective at doing their job last night. What did you think of that?
Well, you know, I just heard a story about somebody saw a protester, a looter arrested. The reality of the situation is that looter will probably be back in 3 hours and we'll have to catch him again. Any comments that are placing the blame for where we are with this situation on the backs of the men and women of this police department that are putting their lives on the line, Neil, I think is disgraceful, and he should be ashamed of himself. There's politics and there's what's right, and that is a disgraceful comment.
So you don't appreciate what the governor had to say, because he went on to say 30,000 people that protect property. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I think my point is self-evident.
Okay. Hey, look, it's very clear that he doesn't approve. But this goes to the problem I had with what Nicole Hannah-Jones said. She says serious violence is putting your knee against somebody's neck and killing him, which they did. That's being treated with murder. It's not serious violence to take away people's property. It is so hard to build a business. I hope people have some understanding of that right now, because with the coronavirus and the lockdowns, and now this, to keep some of these small businesses that we all love and we all cherish, restaurants people know about, but even little stores, my grandmother, may she rest in peace, in North Philadelphia, which is a terrible neighborhood today. She had a little store. She lived behind the store as a widow with my Aunt Irene. And she went in. The store was her livelihood, is what kept her alive. And when these stores get wiped out, you see, you work to try to support yourself. It's life energy. The late Peter Weisbach, who used to use that phrase all the time, and I want to give him credit for it, is money isn't just paper, it isn't just wealth, it's life energy. It's what you expend your life trying to achieve. And so when somebody destroys what you have built up painstakingly, sometimes over decades, and thinks nothing of it, you don't know the loans that some of these business people have. But she still wants to continue justifying the looters, and she did so on PBS as well. Listen.
This is the thing. You are asking people whose communities have been looted for decades, who don't have proper schools, who don't have proper amenities, who have been, when we see someone killed by the police, that is the worst manifestation of police violence. But it doesn't get to the daily police violence that doesn't end in death, the daily degradations that Black Americans face, the fact that these communities have been preyed upon by predatory lenders. You know, it goes on and on. And so when we think about how someone taking an act to take something from some big box name store, it is symbolic.
Okay, it's not symbolic to the people who have to clean up the broken glass. It's not symbolic to the people who lose their jobs. It's not symbolic to the people who run that store and have invested everything in it. This is disgusting. We will be right back.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All of the police officers who were present during George Floyd's death will face charges. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison also increasing the charges against Derek Chauvin to second-degree murder. Family attorney for the Floyds, Benjamin Crump, reacts to the news.
The family is grateful that all the officers will be arrested. They are grateful that the charges are being upgraded. There's a point when one officer says, I'm not getting a pulse. Maybe we should turn him over on his side. And then Officer Chauvin says, no.
Chicken industry executives from Pilgrim's Pride and Claxton's Poultry were indicted on price-fixing charges. The four men were charged by a Colorado grand jury for allegedly conspiring to fix prices on chickens they sold to restaurants and grocery stores from 2012 to 2017. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Michael Medved show, the emphasis on a victimhood as justifying any act of destruction is part of the same thing that people use to justify terrorism. And you may remember that there were voices on the left that said, when September 11th happened, 3,000 Americans who were killed. Oh, yeah, but think of the suffering that provoked these terrorists to their dastardly act. And yes, we condemn terrorism, but yes. But what's so crazy about Nicole Hannah-Jones, she's not even condemning the looting and the destruction. She's not only trying to explain it and explaining it in terms of historic inequalities, going back to slavery, of course. And that ignores the fact that many of these looters, and that's particularly true here in Seattle, are white. What explanation do you have there? What explanation do you have for people who grew up under comfortable circumstances, who have imbibed some kind of punk ideology that creates the idea that I'm entitled to go in and smash windows and to steal computer equipment? Or high-priced, overpriced, frankly, shoes. This was Nicole Hannah-Jones again on PBS with Christiane Amanpour talking about looting as a symbolic act. Well, it's not symbolic to the people who've been looted. Listen.
This is the thing. You are asking people whose communities have been looted for decades, who don't have proper schools, who don't have proper amenities, who have been, when we see someone killed by the police, that is the worst manifestation of police violence. But it doesn't get to the daily police violence that doesn't end in death, the daily degradations that Black Americans face. The fact that these communities have been preyed upon by predatory lenders, you know, it goes on and on. And so when we think about how someone taking an act to take something from some big box name store, it is symbolic. That one pair of shoes that you've stolen from, Foot Locker is not going to change your life, but it is a symbolic taking.
It's a symbolic taking? I mean, really? This goes back to one of the earliest socialist slogans, which is property is theft. The idea that, again, because I'm unlucky or unhappy or want to claim victim status. And by the way, do you really believe that she speaks for the black community in America? Because I don't. I believe the Monmouth poll, which suggests that over 70% of black people are satisfied with their local police. You do not hear cries from grassroots black leaders, we want police out of our neighborhoods, we'll police them ourselves. We don't want police in there. No, for goodness sake, the real threat to black life and to black prosperity is crime-ridden neighborhoods where progress has been made, particularly recently, in rolling back the violence. Do you think that Chicago really needs fewer police? Where they had 10 fatalities over the weekend. And by the way, none of them involving police at all. It was reflecting an absence of police, not their presence. One more. Let me share an email with you that came in from Herman. And he says, Michael, I know that you're very distraught over the looting, the vandalism, and the loss of livelihoods during these protests and riots. But you may want to tone down the monetary loss. One of these looters may steal hundreds of thousands of dollars of merchandise, but Bernie Madoff, Alan Stanford, Ken Lay, Enron, Jeff Skilling, Enron, Bernie Evers, WorldCom, and Dennis Kozlowski, Tyco, are orders of magnitude worse when it comes to monetary loss. Yeah, and most of them are in jail or dead, or both. No, Bernie Madoff alone, he's in jail. According to Wikipedia, was responsible for over $64 billion in loss. And he paid the price for it ultimately. I think Bernie Madoff is a horrible, horrible human being. And I know people and institutions that I care about were severely damaged by Madoff. But to say, well, guess what? People who are corporate predators, who stiff is not to say that somehow a looter is more excusable, or that his damage to the business owner is not seriously grave to that business owner. In fact, somebody who's running a little restaurant probably never heard of Bernie Madoff, didn't have any money with him. But he certainly feels it if his glass is broken. It's a pain to clean up broken glass. You ever tried it? Sure, a lot of you have. It's a terrible thing. Again, I one of the reasons I feel so passionately about this is when I first came back to California after college and then law school and then working in politics a little bit on the East Coast, I was trying to write a novel at the time, and I got a job, which was a job doing something that I had done while I was in college. I was working at a record store. It was $1.65 an hour. But I was working for a really interesting guy, and it was a very cool record store. This is when they used to sell vinyl. And it was on Telegraph Avenue in Berserkly. And part of my job was not only helping people find beautiful music, which I liked, but part that I didn't like was trying to guard against the shoplifting, which was constant. People trying to come in and then run out. And the owner of the store, whose name was Sandy Schneider, really expected us who were working there for very low wages to go out and chase people and tackle them, no matter who they were. If they were, why? Because his profit margins were low, and he was struggling to survive. That store, of course, no longer exists. This came in, and it's something else that touches my past. a Philadelphia gun shop owner took action when looters broke into his store early Tuesday morning as rioting and looting continued. Greg Isabella, the 67-year-old owner of Firing Line Incorporated in South Philadelphia. South Philly is where my dad grew up. It's where my grandparents lived. So largely today, it's almost a reborn neighborhood, but that's another story. He was staying in a shop overnight on Monday night because burglars had tried to break in several times in the nights leading up to the incident. Around 4:15 in the morning, the owner saw four men on a surveillance camera who were attempting to break into the shop. The men took bolt cutters to the gate, leaving a broken lock on the ground. The men broke glass when they broke into the back door, and they went upstairs as four guys, at which point the owner began shooting his Bushmaster M4 rifle and hit one of the men in his 20s in the head. The guy died in the store. Police also recovered a handgun they believe was brought by the man that Isabella shot. He heard them walking up the steps, and one of the individuals who broke into the property pointed a handgun at him, Philadelphia Police Inspector Scott Small said. And that's when the store owner fired his own weapon, striking the one perpetrator at least one time in the head. All right. First of all, how stupid if you're going to break into a place in South Philly, you're going to pick a gun shop? That was a poor decision. The other men fled and the owner was not hurt in the incident. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney and Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a press conference they're supportive of the rights of individuals to protect their lives and property, but cautioned residents against taking the law into their own hands. He said, Kenny, the mayor, he was deeply troubled at the ease with which another life has been taken amidst this chaos. It's not ease. It's protecting his own life, the owner's life. We'll be right back on the MedMed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
A headline from the New York Times, not from a conservative newspaper at all, but from the nation's leading liberal journal of news and opinion. Okay? Roving bands loot Midtown as protesters look on in horror. In other words, they're trying to draw a distinction between the protesters and the looters, and fair enough. But listen to the description here. The looters tore off the plywood that boarded up Macy's flagship store in Herald Square, swarming inside by the dozens to steal whatever they could find before being chased down by the police. Others smashed the windows at a Nike store, grabbing shirts, jeans, and zip-up jackets. They crashed into a Coach store, ransacked a Bergdorf Goodman branch, and destroyed scores of smaller storefronts all along the way. The eruption of looting in the Central Business District of Manhattan, long an emblem of New York stature and prowess, struck yet another blow to a city reeling from the nation's worst coronavirus outbreak. And by the way, how much worse was highlighted today by a report in the Wall Street Journal? It's like 16 times worse than the national average, people who live in New York City. The mayhem late on Monday night and into the early morning marred otherwise peaceful protests conducted by thousands of people across the city, et cetera, et cetera. On Tuesday, and then they talk about the longstanding enmity between the pathetic Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo. Let me go to Yehuda in New York City. Yehuda, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, I'm actually 40 miles north of the city, but I'm in the New York City area. I wanted to make a point for all those on the left scolding us that we should care about people and not care about objects. What about a video circulating in the south side of Chicago where it shows a group of young African-Americans going into the local supermarket and just looting the store? You know, I don't want to hear that it's only about objects when they go into the local supermarket, which is employ people in the area, and just loot, rip the ATM out, take out all the groceries. So I just want to make that point.
Well, and there's something else about that, Yehuda. One of the things that people complain about all the time, and people like commentators we've heard, is they complain about food deserts, the idea that you don't have supermarkets in African-American communities where you can get good produce and you can get good food. This makes it much less likely that there will be any market there. It makes it much less likely to gentrify, which, by the way, is a good thing. Gentrification is a sign of business, a sign of people want to live there again, not run away from it. Listen, I think your point is extraordinarily well taken. And again, it's not people who are hungry coming into the market. It's people who are hungry for destruction, who want to break things, who want to destroy things. And Chris Cuomo, this is the younger brother of the governor. I mean, this is so sickening, and it's so far beyond the pale. And really, Andrew Cuomo ought to take some time off from criticizing de Blasio and criticize his brother Chris. Here he is on CNN showing his support for the demonstrations and suggesting they're not supposed to be polite and peaceful. Oh, no? Listen to Chris Cuomo.
Now, too many see the protests as the problem. No, the problem is what forced your fellow citizens to take to the streets. Persistent and poisonous inequities and injustice. And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Okay, I'll show you where the protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful. This is rock star Greg Tomlin made this point. That's excellent. I don't know if Chris has ever read the First Amendment. I know that his brother Andrew was an attorney. I don't think Chris is. But even if you're not an attorney, you might want to read the First Amendment. First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Okay, peaceably to assemble. There was no sense in the world that George Washington or Alexander Hamilton or James Madison or any of the constitutional fathers or the people behind the Bill of Rights believed that you had a right to protest in a non-peaceful manner. That's called violence. It's called lawbreaking. It's called destruction. And let me be as clear as I know how on this. If you line up the left and the right, and the left is going to defend looters, and the right is going to defend cops, the right is going to win. Very big time. And if you assume that your brother, Chris Cuomo, is going to have any political future, or any other Democrat, then the idea of trying to justify this random and nihilistic violence. You see, again, people think back of Les Miserables, and whether you've read the book or you've seen the musical or you've seen the movies, okay, Les Miserables, there's a guy who is just miserable and poor and desperate for his family, and okay, that's not this. This is not that. This is wanton destruction, and a lot of it is organized gangs. And I began this show today by saying, no, it probably isn't all organized by one central organization. It isn't paid for by leftist manipulators. But there are people who are stealing his stuff because they want to. And there is also a sense that it's springtime. People felt cooped up for a long time. And that, it occurs to me, is the other incredible irony here, and the contrast, is if black lives matter, and they do, if white lives matter, and they do, if Hispanic lives matter, and they do, and Asian lives matter, and they do, all those lives matter, if those lives matter, then what are we doing about this pandemic? Or is the desire to rush around and to protest, is that really an indication that you don't take the pandemic seriously anymore? And then if that's the case, then why is it that most people on the left supported the lockdown? Was it because you were hoping that that would damage the president? Is that what this is all about? Does it all come back to Trump? It doesn't and shouldn't. And however you feel about his leadership in this crisis, and no, I don't think his leadership has been particularly inspiring, when it comes to him insisting on public order being restored, on people feeling safe in their homes, in their bodily safety, and in the safety of their enterprises and their possessions. That is what America needs first. The first step in recovery from this has to be the restoration of order and a complete rejection of the sense that historic wrongs somehow justify destructive and illegal behavior today. Okay, next time on the Medved Show, we're going to be talking about this world reaction, which has truly surprised me. There are reports that China is preparing in the most frightening way to take advantage of America's pain and preoccupation with both the pandemic and the lockdown and now the riots. How? A very strong hint in a speech by one of the high defense officials about China being ready to use violent means to, quote, restore the country. Does that mean an invasion of Taiwan? We'll talk about all of this with Ralph Peters and why it is that so many American enemies seem to be rejoicing in our travail. There's a leading magazine that asks why people loot, on who the looters are, what they want, and why some protests are more likely to include them. And we will also be speaking about a church, very well-meaning, that wants to hold up for emulation and sympathy and support the great unsung heroes of this painful episode. Who? The homeless. How are the homeless heroic here? We will get to that and to much, much more. In what remains, despite our travail, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.